The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachas Daf Chof Ches. We discussed in the previous shir the Meshitis of the Ramban and the Rambam, whether the Klei Migdosh is part of the Beis Migdosh, insofar as the mitzvah of building a Beis Migdosh is concerned. Is the mitzvah to build the Mishkan V'Kelov as one entity, one Mokoim Avoido, and the Kelim that facilitate, that are used for those Avoidis, or, according to the Ramban, the mitzvah is to build the Beis HaMigdosh. The Kelim are the mitzvahs that are Mechayiv, building the Kelim are the mitzvahs of doing that Avoido. Lachem HaPonim is Mechayiv the Shulchan, Adlokas Ner, of the menorahs, Mechayiv building the menorah, and so on. What's interesting that we saw, according to the Rambam skips in his description of Hamishkan V'Kelov, he skips the Oroin. We discussed that maybe the Oroin is different because the Oroin has a different place. It's not a Mokem Avoido. But what's interesting is that the Mishkan V'Kelov as a definition seems to be missing the Oroin in the Cheshbin of the Medrash HaGadol. The Medrash HaGadol counts as the Mishkan V'Kelov, counts as the seven Klei HaMishkan, says that he brings a pasuk that says Sheva, Sheva, B'Yachas to the Mokom HaShuras HaShkin, the Mokom HaVoidov, the number seven. And in that number of seven, he counts the Kiyor, the Kanoi, the Mizbeach, the Kevesh, up to the Mizbeach, the Minoiro, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach Hazov. He does not count the Oroid. This finds support L'maisa in a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says that the building of the Beis HaMikdash, we've discussed this in previous shiurim, the building of the Beis HaMikdash was the building of a unique and perfect place where the Shleimus that was supposed to be there when the Rebbein Shem created the world and became Nifka, Al Yidei the Chet of Adam Rishon. Later on, when the Rebbein Shem said, Anoche Hashem Lekecha Le'ilachon on Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael was supposed to then exist in that perfect state. L'maisa they were Choyte B'Cheto Egel, the place that still retains that perfection of purpose and design is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where a person comes in order to connect with the reality of that perfection which is represented in the Beis HaMikdash. In that context, we understand that the same way, the Maral explains this concept in the fifth parak of Maseches Avos, Basorim Amorim Shabay Nivra Olam, the world was created with 10 emanations called the 10 Sviros of Shleimus that go into creating a world, and that's why when the Rebbein Shalom showed the whole world his strength, his power, his glory in the Aseres HaMakos, there was also 10, the Aseres HaDibros is also Shaykh to that. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, there were 10 Nisim, Asar Nisim, Nasa Lavisenu beBeis HaMikdash. The Mishnah tells us, obviously, these are all part of the same process. So the Zohar HaKadosh says in that same vein that the Asorah Sviros, the 10 emanations of creation, exist also in the Klei Beis HaMikdash. And the way the Zohar says it is that the 7, Mamish, are parallel to the 7 of the Medrash HaGadol we just said. He says that there is the three that are connected, what's called Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes, are the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaZov, and the two that are connected, and by the way, that's connected Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Avos HaKadoshim, that's why it's in the Heichal. What's outside is the Kiyor, and going towards the Mizbeach, the Kiyor, and the Kanah are connected, Netzach, and Hoid. Moshe and Aaron are connected next to the Hoid. The Kiyor and the Kanah create the personal preparation of the Kohanim to serve, with the Kohanim God Levim, that's Moshe and Aaron. And thereafter, there's the Mizbeach and the Kevesh. The Kevesh is the Yisoid, and the Mizbeach is the Malchus. But we know in the spheres, there are 10 spheres, we just said 7. In the, there are 7 spheres which sort of exist as emanations that create the world that's more visible, from Chesed and on. But the three that are the energy source of those 7, that's why, let's say, when we sit in the sukkah, we invite Sheva Ushpizin, connected the 7 Royim, that we could see. What does it mean we could see? We could see Avram Yitzchak Yaakov coming to the sukkah, but those 7 are perceived as something in our world. There are 3 emanations which are above and beyond in the sukkah. They don't even exist in the sukkah, they're only there on Simchas Torah. And that's why Simchas Torah is connected to Torah, because those 3 are called Chochma, Bino, and Keser. Chochma, Bino, Das, depending on the Svarim. Those three have their place, the Zohar says, in the Oroin, the Kaporis, and the Badim. So without getting into the depth of what all these concepts mean, suffice it to say that we have a position that as part of the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have those three. Those three are Lamalo. Those three are the energy source, and that's really consistent with what we described. The Mokom HaShuros HaShkino is in the Beis HaMikdash. The source of that, V'ne'anti Alechom Mi'ala Kaporis, is the three Yesoides, the three Sphiros that exist in the Oroin, the three parts of the Oroin. And thereafter that emanates, the Kedusha emanates outward into the Beis HaMikdash the same way in a person's own life. The Maisim and the Mitzvahs that a person does are the Sheva Sphiros, the Kedusha and the being Oimid Keneged HaYetzahara and the Shleimus and the Amunah and everything. But all that has its source in Torah Kedusha, that's Chochma Bina and Das. We'll go back to the Menorah because that was our starting point, and we'll try to pull out some of the treasures that are to be had by those that look into this form. The Meshech Chochma says in Parshas Truma that if you make the Cheshbon the way the Gemara Cheshbon is out by us, 22 Gvim, 11 Kafterim, and 9 Prochim of the Menorah, 22 plus 11 is 33, plus 9 is 42. All that equals together the Shem Mem Beis. He says, interesting, he says the reason why those Gvim, Prochim, and Kafterim are only necessary on a Menorah Shel Zohar, he says, the Gemara says that the Shem Mem Beis, there's a Shem Amferish, the Shem Mem Beis Oisius, it's Merumas in the Psukim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rashi says in Sukkah, Shem Mem Beis Oisius, you can look in the Tfilos that are said in Bechas Kranim, is also there's the letters are there, the Ramazim are there. That shame mem beze oisios, which is the shame that brings the shefa, so to speak, of the Rabbeinu Shalom in a visible way into kiviyochol olam hazeh, that is represented by the menorah. The menorah is the chokhmah, not so much the chokhmah of nevuah, not so much the source of chokhmah when it comes from Har Sinai, but chokhmah as it exists in the omul batayra that we can perceive in our world. The chokhmah that we have when we work out a shtikl taisus, when we work out a rajba, when we understand the pshat in the pasuk chumish, that's teir shabal peh. That teir shabal peh, its source is the menorah. The menorah is the kli of chokhmah insofar as teir shabal peh is concerned. It's the second base hamikdash, the chashmenoyim. The luchos, which is the emanations, the oroin of Har Sinai, the luchos that came from Har Sinai, that's already that which is not visible. That's already something that we don't have a tfisa of in our world. The oroin is hidden behind the paroiches because that's the source of the Dvar Hashem itself. Similar to what we just described about the Sheva Sphiros with the Shalosh Sphiros that are their source. These are Nirulei Naim, and these are, again, we're talking about things we don't know what we're talking about, but we talk about them, Lahagdol Teru La'adir, just to give ourselves a Roimimus, that what we're learning penetrates to the deepest levels of existence. So there's a Shem Mem Beis, which is Shaykh to the Shefa, which is brought into Olam Hazeh, the Shem Amferish, which brings that Koyach of Shefa, the Rotzen, the Rabban Shalom, to give us his toiv, his chesed, that's the Shem Mem Beis. That Shem Mem Beis is represented in the menorah, that's why it's only on the menorah Shel Zohov. A menorah that's made out of other metals, Shar Matchois, do not have the breakdown of Gvim, Kafterim, and Prochem. They don't have that. And the Meshech Chochmah adds, it says that the Shem Mem Beis, Mefurish in the Gemara, that the Shem Mem Beis could only be taught to somebody who's not missing in Yonei Elam Hazeh, only somebody who's an Oishu. Somebody who's missing, who's lacking in material means, might be nimshach to use that chain because he's missing and he wants to bring shefa on a personal level for selfish reasons, so he can't be given that shame. The Menorah Shel Zohov represents a world which is not lacking, and that's the place for that emanation of Chochmah. That's the Meshech Chochmah adds that point. And by the way, the number 42 is the same way the number 49 is the Hachana for Kabbalah Satoru, Luchois Rishoinois, and that's 7 times 7. There's a lower form, 7 is already a Dover Ruchni. So 7 times 7 is the ultimate Dover Ruchni. The 8th is already beyond that. Maimon HaSin is on the 50th day, but the shame of Mem Beis is 7 times 6. It's a Dover Ruchni, but it's times 6. It's Chochmah, which is a davar ruchni teres shabal peh, emanates into the world that we can grasp. Every time we sit down by Rashba and we're mischaber, every time we understand a kasha from a ktois, from a Reb Chaim, from a Baruch Ber, we connect with the sweetness of Torah that we could perceive in this world. That's 7 times 6. That's the Shem Membeis, that's the Menorah. We'll add to that what the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin says in Aderes Eliyahu and Pashas Dvorim, that the 42 that we just described, if you put that together with the 7 kanin of the Menorah, is 49. Together with the Gufa Menorah, of course, it has its source, ultimately, Torah Shebaal Peh has its source in Torah Shebichsav. The Torah that we can perceive, that we can enjoy, that we have a Geshmak, and has its source in the Torah which comes, the Dvar Hashem, which is already beyond our ken of perception. That's 49. Adds the Goyin, that the 50th, which is already beyond, above, already not Musig, even in the Olam Aruchni, that's already what's called Nun Shari Bino. 7 times 7 is 7. The 8th, the 50th day, which is Mipi Hashem, that already, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zoichet to understand if the Nun Shari Bino, that's only Ba'al Madik Shoyt. And what's brought down is that the Goyin says that that's the Sheva Kanei Menorah, then there's the Menorah itself. What the Medrash says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Miskasha Basiyas HaMenorah, doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem with the silversmithy Shaboy. Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem, or was lacking in the ability to grasp the essence of the Menorah, because that 50th is already the Nun Shari Bina, that's already beyond Moshe Rabbeinu's Darga of Chochmah. But while we're on the topic of the Menorah, we'll add something else, that the Shiva Kanei Menorah, very interesting in the Baal HaTurim, in the beginning of Parshas Miketz, where Paroi awakes, and he had a Chaloim, he's recounting the Chaloim, what was the Chaloim of Paroi? Is the Sheva Konim, in his second dream, is Sheva Shibolim Oilois Bekone Echod Briois V'Toivois. And the Baal HaTurim comments over there, the only other place you find in the Torah, the Lashon of Oilois Bekone Echod, is on the Shiva Kanei HaMenorah. He says, this is 7, that's 7. What's the connection? The Shiva Kanei HaMenorah, like we said, represent the 7 branches of earthly wisdom. How we connect with what those 7 are is a good question, because not all of them are fields that we recognize as pure Chochmah. There are things that are Chochmah, which in Chazal's perception are not Chochmah, the Dimyonis, and there are things that we don't recognize as Chochmah, then Chazal's perception were Chochmah. But Chazal used the expression of Shiva, the 7 branches of wisdom. That 7 branches of wisdom is in earthly form. It has, they all have their source in Torah. They all have their source in Torah. The Yaftel Akim Liyefes of Chochmas Yovan has its source in the Yishkan Ba'ol Hashem, the essence, which is the Chochmas HaTorah. That's what the battle to the death between Yovan, of Chochmas Yovan and Chochmas Torah Shebaal Peh is all about. That's what the Nitzochon of Chanukah and the Menorah and the Chanukah HaMenorah is about. But the Baal HaTurim is pointing out that that finds expression over here in the Chaloim HaParoi. What's the Kesher? So it happens to be that Miketz is always the Pasha of Chanukah. So of course there's a remez over here for Yoni Chanukah. But more importantly, Paroi had a Chaloim. And the Chaloim was interpreted Beruach HaKodesh from Yosef HaTzadik. And with that, he was able to bring all the Shefa that was supposed to come to Klal Yisrael. All that came into Mitzrayim and then was redeemed when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Bizas Hayom, Bizas Mitzrayim. All that came about through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Chochmah, the Kedusha, Midas HaYisoid of Yosef HaTzadik. What that really means on a deeper level is that the Chaloim is not Nevuah in its most basic form. The Chaloim is an emanation of Chochmah in earthly form. It's not a Dvar Hashem Mamish. It's Chochmah encapsulated in the wisdom of one who lives his life Al Pi Hashem Yachnum, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. Which, by the way, the Mem Beis Masois, Al Pi Hashem Yachnum, Al Hashem Yiso, is also the number 42. It's 7 times 6. So all that goes into the Neris Chanukah. We light Gerada 8. That's the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. We light the 7 plus 1 because we're trying to get to that 8th level of existence. That's what the 8th day of Chanukah is about, the Zois Chanukah. But our perception of Chochmah is every time we sit and work out a Daf Gemara, a Tosfos, a Rav Kiva Eiger, all that is encapsulated in the Chochmah that is Musig, that is able to be grasped by the human mind, and that all we recognize has its source in the Chochmah Yoni, the Chochmah of Nevuah, the Chochmah of Torah Shebichsav. That's all the source of the Chachma that we have, and all that is the Menorah in its relationship with the Orin, which is the ultimate source of Chachma. So we've taken a little bit of a deeper look how it goes on to the Klei Beis HaMikdash, and hopefully all this gives us a little bit more of an appreciation of the sugis that we're learning, the depth of experience that is in the Beis HaMikdash, that is in Chochmas HaTorah. And of course, we all want that when we understand on a deeper level what goes into the Klei HaMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash, it gives us a yearning, Shibane Beis HaMikdash, Meherv Yomenu, Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.